Hello, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, interest rates fall for the third week running as demand for treasury bills surge. Also, Ghana's public debt fell by 14.2 billion cedis between June and September this year to 567.3 billion cedis. Also coming up, Ghana's export earnings end in October this year decreased to $13 billion, but the country recorded a trade surplus of $2.058 billion. And later, the Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana set to announce a new policy rate today. Some analysts are projecting an unchanged policy rate. We've got details coming up. Stay tuned. My name is Daryl Kwa. Thanks for being with us. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. First up, interest rates fell for the third week running as demand for treasury bills surged on the money market. According to auction results by the Bank of Ghana, the government secured nearly 40% oversubscription of the treasury bills. Here's more.
Interest rates continued to nosedive as there was an uptick for the short-term financial instruments. The interest rate on the 91-day T-bill dropped marginally to 29.49% from 29.74% the previous week. The same could also be said about the 182-day bill, as the rate went down to 31.75% from the preceding week's 31.87%. That of the 364-day bill also declined to 33.23% from 33.46% previously. Meanwhile, the government received 5.008 billion cedis from the sale of the T-bills, 1.42 billion cedis more than the targeted amount. About 3.307 billion cedis came from the 91-day T-bill, representing 66.04% of the total transaction. It was followed by the 364-day bill.
That was a business desk report. Now, the Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana is set to announce a new policy rate later today. The committee met last week to review the economy, with the International Monetary Fund program dominating discussions. The policy rate currently stands at 30%, and some analysts tell Joy Business the rate will remain unchanged. Meanwhile, the average lending rate returned to an upward trajectory in August this year after declining from April. It presently stands at 32.69%. In other news, Ghana's public debt fell by 14.2 billion cedis between June and September this year to 567.3 billion cedis. That's according to data from the Bank of Ghana. The total public debt stock of the country is equivalent to 66.4% of the size of the economy, lower than the about 79% recorded during the same period last year. The reduction in the country's public debt stock during the period was partly due to some marginal gains by the cedi and the suspension of borrowings on the international market. Meanwhile, Fitch Solutions has said the yields on Ghana's Eurobonds will remain elevated. To this end, the government will rely heavily on treasury bills and bank loans for financing. Here's Austin Gard, country risk analyst for Sub-Saharan Africa.
Of course, some idiosyncratic factors also play a role, with political risks in Ethiopia pushing yields higher, while uncertainty surrounding progress on debt restructuring in Ghana keeping yields elevated there. Even so, Eurobond yields across the board remain high, and this is deterring governments from issuing bonds, which would effectively lock in higher interest payments over the long term.
This will be very consistent with our...
Country risk analyst for Sub-Saharan Africa at Fitch Solutions, Austin Gard there. Now, Ghana's total earnings from exports up to October this year recorded some marginal decline. Is there cause for concern based on the current pressure on the cedi despite some positive trade surplus? Here's George Riafe.
This was captured in the latest Bank of Ghana's economic and financial data for November 2023. The data showed that in October 2022, Ghana's total earnings from exports stood at $14.3 billion. However, it dropped to $13.4 billion in the same period for this year. This can be due to the marginal decline in earnings from crude exports, which stood at $3 billion ending October this year. Revenue from cocoa exports was $1.7 billion, the same as we got in October 2022. However, gold and other exports picked up strongly. On the other hand, the country spent $11.3 billion to finance its imports ending October this year, compared to the 12.5 $1.5 billion in 2022. The development resulted in a trade surplus of $2 billion ending October this year. Again, better than what we got in the same period for last year. But for some, the concern here is that some of these earnings didn't go directly into Bank of Ghana's reserves, a development that might have gone a long way to help build up enough reserves for the central bank for it to have stepped in these challenging times to stabilize the Ghana city.
George Afe. Now, the managing director of Labadi Beach Hotel, David Eduafo, says that the company will continue to operate strategically to increase its profit margin. According to him, the aim of the board and management is to deliver quality service to customers of the hotel. Mr. Eduafo spoke to Joy Business after Labadi Beach Hotel paid 25 million cedis as dividend to the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT.
We've been very consistent with our dividend payments, and this is not the first time, but of course with this year's, that has been the biggest so far. Is the biggest, I would say, even in the industry here in Ghana. We have demonstrated resilience, and because we're a five-star hotel, we are an indigenous property. This hotel belongs to Ghanaians. This hotel is wholly owned by SNIT and is managed by Ghanaians.
Managing Director of Labadi Beach Hotel, David Eduafo, now leading real estate company Lakeside Estate, has pledged to continue to provide affordable but quality and luxurious housing for customers. The company over the weekend won 5 awards at the 35th Ghana Real Estate Developers Association Dinner and Awards Night. The awards won include the Best in High-End Community Setup and Overall Real Estate Company of the Year. Here's Managing Director and Chief Executive Dr. Prince Joseph Aiku.
We are happy that our works actually is speaking for us. You know, Lakeside Estates have been in the real estate industry for the past 25 years, and we are dedicated to providing quality housing to the nation of this country. I would like to say that the entire team of Lakeside Estates has really worked hard to get to where we are today. This award validates or confirms the hard work of the entire team and our commitment in the industry.
Dr. Prince Joseph Aoku, Managing Director of Lakeside Estate there. Now, insurance sector players have been urged to pay critical attention to affordability when selling insurance products to customers. The inability of some clients to patronize insurance packages is due to its high cost, accounting for low coverage in the country. Speaking to Joy Business at the launch of Sanlam Education Plan and Sanlam Income Protection Plan, Managing Director of Sanlam Life Insurance Ghana, Teria Ben Ahmed, said insurance companies have a greater role to play in improving insurance coverage.
There are still room, a lot of room, to improve insurance penetration, one of which is what we have done. Because the thing about insurance, or the thing about any other service, is that you need to be able to offer a product as a solution to problems of people. And that solution must be something that is then appreciated by the various market segments you are serving. And it must be affordable.
Managing Director of Sanlam Life Insurance Ghana, Teria Ben Ahmed. Now, the Ghana Stock Exchange is expected to be more active this week as Benz Oil Palm Plantation is expected to record gains. Here's Grace Munayan of Data Bank Research on what to expect this week.
The stock markets remained quiet last week with only one price movement recorded. Unilever Ghana gained 1 peso to sell at 8 cedis 11 pesos per share. Accordingly, the Ghana Stock Exchange Composite Index increased marginally to 3,195.62 points, while the Data Bank Stock Index closed at 130.99 points. At the week's close trading session, over 76 million shares valued at 99.7 million Ghana cedis changed hands across 17 counters. MTN Ghana was the most dominant stock, accounting for 99% of the overall turnover and total volumes traded. This week, we expect Benz Oil Palm Plantation to record gains due to strong demand for their shares. For Joy Business Report, Grace Munanyun of Data Bank Research.
Thanks, Grace. Let's check the markets as we conclude this morning, beginning with the currency market. The dollar going